seat at this time, please. Thank you. Has everybody given me these two items from the last meeting?
Just pull up a little
bit. Or have you destroyed them? You haven't given them to me. Pass them on. First of all, the first thing we'd like to do is we'd like to welcome, we'd like to first say,
what's her name?
Here.
We go wrong.
Jack Manakin.
Present.
Donald Warren.
Here.
And all together.
Steve Winterbeck.
Here.
All together for Don White. Thank you.
I still haven't asked about the new members here or not.
Gabriel Wood. Yo Shamanaka.
Here.
And Chris Condon.
Presente.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. We have Nicole here, and she's in town for us, and she brought a special guest. I'll return the floor over to Nicole so that she can announce it, because I have a hard time with your last name, my friend. This is our executive director.
So, hi, Mr. White.
Greetings.
Body of LSB members, it's great to see you, Sir Chair.
Thank you.
Greetings to our listeners as well. Thank you for showing up, Steve, all the way across the country. Greetings to all of you. And I'm here to present very happily the new general manager for KPFA, Sean Pike. KPFK LSB and congratulate you for and thank also the hiring committee. I believe under your under Summer and Ali's direction. Sean comes from the pool of candidates selected by your team, your committee, and the pool was a blind pool, and the way that they ranked him, and I don't think I'm divulging anything here, it was done blindly, like no names or anything, but just looking at the resumes and the body of work. And Sean was actually a top-ranked candidate. And I have to say that did not impact my decision whatsoever, but I was so thrilled that we all saw, you only saw on paper, I had two rounds of interviews, that was the selection. I think it speaks well for everybody's work, and I thank you for that. In brief, I interviewed about 16 candidates. Everybody was asked the same questions. There were candidates both from inside the station and outside the station. And then from that I selected the final two. And those were in person. I'm just trying not to give my back to anybody, so I'm going to call it out. And those were in-person interviews.
I thought you were dancing.
I do that too. Those were in-person interviews. Last time I came down here, so that was an auspicious time to be able to come down for other business, at the same time be able to do the in-person interview. I'm pretty happy that we were able to do it in a timely manner. I think that was very good. And I would like to salute and thank the interim GM, Jim Lafferty, for his time that he spent over and beyond the call of duty, because he wanted to be out by February and stay till the end of June. I believe that he has actually left for a little bit of well-deserved vacation, which is just great. Sean is a native Los Angelian, so he knows the area. He also has been working in non-commercial radio for well over a decade, I would say. Did all sorts of jobs, from volunteer programmer, to then membership director, to then PD, station manager, and then to general manager. Station was originally, the call letters were KLLN in Long Beach, and is now KJZ, KJAM. It's just easier than me trying to remember those call letters. He's been through all sorts of iterations at that station, too, because that station has gone through different iterations as well, and have had different pressures and such. I have full faith and confidence. I was looking for, as you all know, I shared with you what kind of my guiding principles on selection would be: stability, experience, what I call a radio mechanic, because I think that's what we need. You need a good radio mechanic. It knows everything, all the stuff about radio. Somebody that I wouldn't have to say, NFFF. What's NFFF? And just knows the lexicon of public radio and non-commercial radio. He's going to have to learn the lexicon of the certificate anyway. And there's no handbook that anybody has given. Here, here's a handbook, and this is what it all means. I was for stability and not celebrity. Because that's what the station needs. And I have full faith and confidence that KPFK, given this market, given the times we live in, it's going to be a fantastic station. It's going to be a fantastic station. It can't help but be 110,000 watts of power in these days. So all I ask, Sean's already had a long first day with meetings, and an all-staff meeting that went on for 2.5 hours. And I think it was a really productive and good meeting. And all I'm asking everybody is to just breathe. Breathe a little bit. Don't fill up his inbox right away with lots of emails. Let him learn how to use the coffee and make his way around. Learn everybody's name. There's a lot of people that are part of KPFK. A lot of programmers and, you know, a lot of staff and everything. So let's just breathe, take a couple of steps back, you know, let somebody get their feet on the ground and stable. Because we all know how easy it is to fill up the inbox and, you know, begin to push and pull and persuade and do this. So we have an opportunity, a great opportunity, to welcome Sean. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Nicole for starting this thing off in the right place. When she emailed me about the new GM, the subject matter was all caps.
Yippee!
That's going to make 10 marks. And that was the spirit that I wanted us to continue. I forwarded that same email with the same subject matter to the board members and expressed that that's the spirit you started off with it, and we will take your lead. We are excited to have you here, and we are very excited. We've had a GM that was part-time doing his best, very busy. It is going to be a pleasure to have someone that's going to spend their full time dealing with the job of the general manager for the station. We want to welcome you with open arms. We are going to take your lead. You start off with, you know, with a bang. We're going to catch under your coattails and make. But as a board, as an all board, you know, there can be some kind of it can be a very interesting relationship. But as a board, we're going to do our job, and we're going to look forward to you doing your job. I don't know if you would mind maybe a few questions.
Sure.
If the board or the public may have a couple questions. The man has had a long day, and as Nicole said, we don't want to just, you know, blow him up on the side, because, you know, it's coming. But not today, hopefully. We will take a few questions, maybe three from the board, and maybe two from the board, and maybe three from the board, and two from the audience.
Okay?
Keep it to a question, not a comment.
Yes.
I have two questions. One is, what extent you've listened, and any comments you care to make about KPFK's program. The other is, do you have any questions you'd like to ask the board? Realizing it's your first day, but something you're curious about or concerned about?
Okay.
Those two questions.
That's the question first. Question of the board I will have soon. I'm really going to spend the next week or so trying to get down to the root of several challenges. And then I'll immediately have questions of you. I get to the source.
What extent do you look at the KPFK? Do you have any comments about our programming in general? Or
I have been listening quite often. I don't know. You know, all the public radio stations in town, because I've associated many of the folks that manage and work with all the stations, everybody is always interested in the other stations. We do see ourselves as sister stations. I know you have sister stations within Pacifica, but the stations in town, the other public stations in town, are always rooting. You know, we're all part of the same club. We're all member supported. We're all public radio. We're all in this for relatively the same reasons. And so we've been rooting for KPFK for decades and more. You know, I have, at least my staff as well. And I've always lived. You know, and I come from, you know, some news, a lot of music, and, you know, I've really appreciated both sides of the programming, you know, at KPFK. Some great music programming, some really needed dialogue on the news and information side. And I think there's a lot of great talent on the air, both coming from national and local. And I would like to see, you know, with the resources, I'd like to see some more resources thrown at local news and information program. Would be my comment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Johnson?
Yeah, I was curious, first off, how long you've been listening to KPFK, since you've been in the Signal area, and what your impression is of the Pacifica mission, KPFK's mission, and how you seek to implement that in our program in the next couple of years.
Okay. I've been listening on and off to KPFK. I'm not a core listener until recently. I do listen constantly at this point, obviously. The mission being peace and justice, freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it, but I think that's more the application.
Well,
There is a page of a mission, Pacifica mission, and it outlines it pretty much categorically.
We should inform that nobody really knows all the missions. You see how what we follow and there's things we don't follow, so don't feel bad.
49?
How long is
that?
That's a good summation, though.
It's a good summation.
From what I understand of the mission, in keeping with the values of freedom of speech, peace, and justice, what do I think of that? I embrace it wholeheartedly. And as far as its application on air, you know, I think that there's many ways to go about forwarding that mission and protecting that objective, but doing it in an organized fashion and doing it in a way that you know, makes sense of the art and science of broadcast.
Ms. Reese?
Yes. Again, welcome to our station. Thank you so much for coming to helm the ship here. And I guess you're in there now, right? I mean, you're there.
Really
so, okay, so I'm the treasurer for the LSB and the chair of the finance committee, and I'm sure you've already had a lifelong chat with Efren, the business manager. So we've got things, you know, anything we can do to be helpful. We've got some stuff scheduled for a couple of weeks from now to bring us in compliance with the P&D policies and procedures manual. But, you know, the little nuts and bolts stuff, we'd like to be helpful in facilitating. You're taking charge of it, and things are straightened out and not impeded in any way. So, you know, just consider us at your disposal, and anything that would be helpful, I think, we'd like to be available.
Is there someone from the listeners that would like to ask the gentleman a question? Yes, Mr. Barney.
Pacifica is a public benefit nonprofit corporation. Nowhere in there does it mention public, nor does it mention community radio. So I'm rather shocked there. The other thing you said was the expansion of the radio station. I answered the phone there for about 5 years, and the most painful call is, yours is the only station I can listen to. Which indicates to me that our mission has failed. Do you have any comment on that?
I'm not sure. The second part of that was to get a call during nurse driving. They said KPFK is the only station you can listen to?
I have one at the front desk for 5 years. And we haven't propagated our mission statement. And the other point was, that's capital threat. We're going to expand. I have no need for expansion. I didn't vote the last 11, 12 years of my life to expand the radio station.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next question. Your name, please?
Peter. Please. I've been a long-time listener. Ashley was introduced to Pacifica in Berkeley when I was a law school student there. And I'm very concerned because of the recent fund drive. I keep hearing from all the show hosts that registration is, membership is down. So I have two questions for you. First of all, and you may not know the answer to this part of the question, but what is the actual number of paying members currently in contrast to, let's say, the high point 2 years ago? And then what are your plans to increase the membership in the short term, in the short run, to solve the funding problem that all the hosts keep complaining about and which, you know, dragged out these fund drives?
Peter, with respect, the gentleman just arrived. I don't know if the first question is appropriate, but maybe he may want to address the second question.
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers on membership right now. Should have that handled by tomorrow, I assume. as far as increasing membership, I think there are a lot of small adjustments that can be made that can make huge headway. On-air style of what we call pitching, you know, when you're asking somebody to give. Cleaning up, organizing that task, and really, you know, trying to do a better job, you know, there's always room to improve, a better job of communicating with our listeners. And then, you know, there's obviously renewal mail that can be improved, when the mail is sent out, how often. And then there's, you know, other tactics, leadership and fundraising when it comes to different types of fundraising, online, web fundraising, different ways to give the listener a rest, but at the same time, you know, generate the funds for membership off air. I think if you take, you know, sort of a combination of those things and do some improving, you can make some real headway. You know, to lose it, it does take some hard work and more than that.
Okay, I think we're going to... it's better if we're going to have one more question from the listener, and then that's going to end this.
Let me quickly say that I congratulate the board. I hope you're going to be able to help us manage the effect of this registration in the critical months that we face. This is not about you, the comments I'm about to make. No matter what the intention was, whoever took away the process of democracy in the selection of a general manager, depriving of the public, the ordinary listener who come to meetings all the time, from being able to ask questions of the candidate before the selection process was completed, is something that is compatible.
Okay.
That is that. Now to the question that I want to ask the general manager.
Okay.
And it's an issue we will continue to discuss.
Okay.
We should not have been
deprived. All right, your point has been taken. Question, please.
As you come from the National Public Radio background, I hope I'm correct. What is your background?
Another local public station.
Okay. What was the strongest point that drew you to applying for a job in a place like KPFK? What was the strongest set?
That is going to be quite challenging. That is going to be quite challenging.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I would also like to take this time to thank the search committees of the past, the most recent search committee as well, because you guys took the baton, you got it running, you got the momentum, and you handed it over to Nicole, and Nicole crossed the finish line, and look what she brought up. So thank you very much. No, but you have to say that while you're dancing.
I'm okay with my back to the main stakeholders. Please forgive us if we don't stay at home. Of course, it's been a long day. And we have
thank you
long
so
day
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, I just didn't get our new general manager's last
John
Hightemper.
Hightemper,
right? How do you spell it?
So Hightemper.
Hightemper.
Okay, moving on with the agenda. One of the things we haven't done is we haven't had a motion to do that. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the agenda. Do I have a secretary?
Courtesy at the very least. terms of her attendance and the course of her absence. Thank you. Noted.
Okay, on the two, there's a motion for the two, excuse absence for the two, Ms. Redford and Ms. Aguilera. No objection. Motion is made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Okay. Motion passed. On to the next item. Review of the agenda. Yes.
Well, actually, I guess formally we should have a motion to approve first on the approval of the agenda. But I'd like to make a motion to amend.
Well, let's do the approval first. Has everybody had a chance to look it over?
Item 9 be placed immediately after approval of the agenda.
Any objection? None, please. Passes. Okay, now can we approve the motion?
Oh, yes.
The item 8 be postponed until after item 10 does not make any sense to, first of all, announce the business is open.
Can't hear you.
It is not unfinished business, but it makes some sense to proceed with an election until we know what the action is on the motion to rescind and the motion to amend. So I would like to move that item 10 become item 8, item 8 become item 10. Those numbers probably aren't right anymore.
No, they
but they be reversed.
9 out of actually, yeah, worked.
Yeah, but they'd be reversed.
Yeah, what now?
What?
It's a motion to rescind and a motion to amend. Proceed. Election of members of the Ethics Committee. It makes no sense to proceed with an election when there are motions that may affect it.
Okay, I object. I object to that because that is not the way it's stated that it should be in Robert's Rules of Order. The unfinished business must
first.
Go before new business.
Mr. O'Brien, you have the floor. I'm sorry. The side conversation, please.
One moment.
Mr. Johnson, she has the floor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. If Sherta wishes to suspend the rules to make this motion, it should be understood by this body that it takes a two-thirds vote.
No, it's noted.
Excuse me. Hold up. Before we start anything.
In order to pass the motion, it needs a two-thirds vote. But in order to suspend the rules, Robert's rules, it needs a two-thirds vote to change the agenda around.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe that in Robert's rules, I could be wrong, you should check it, but I don't believe it mandates the handling of previous business or unfinished business first. Otherwise, we've taken motions up already in this term. Sean's motion regarding
suspended.
People have put things earlier on the agenda as needed. So I'm not clear that it's required. I believe that's a guideline for the creation of the agenda.
Thank you. Mr. O'Brien?
As a point of order, I will look up the page for you in just a second. There is a proper agenda in Robert's Rules of Order. What has been missing here for years is unfinished business, which does two things. We never get to unfinished business, and you can't properly use all the motions unless you have unfinished business. Now, if you look at the proper motion, the agenda in Robert's Rules of Order, you will see new business goes first, unfinished business and general orders go first, and then business to rescind or amend goes under new business. And it takes two-thirds vote to change this agenda. This is the agenda. This is the way we're going through this. Unless we get a two-thirds vote.
This is a question whether we're still trying to approve the agenda. Yes. That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
And the agenda hasn't been set as yet.
I apologize.
I saw Mr. Johnson raise his hand first.
I don't believe the member's point is well taken. I think it speaks in general terms when you create a body that you have to immediately seat it. But we've already postponed it, several times. And to staff a body that may not exist and waste a half hour or 45 minutes to do so, or to change the number of the body, which is quite possible since there are motions to amend pending, it seems quite silly to elect four people by FTV and then have to do a second vote if it turns out to be filled with 10 people.
Point of order. Our motion right now is pending to people this committee. That is the motion that is pending. We put forth a motion to postpone to a time certain. The people in this committee. Excuse me. Let me finish.
When was the time certain?
And our motion. Our motion right now is pending.
One moment. when someone else has the floor, you are not allowed. You are not allowed to go back and forth. No.
Well, that's the second time you've spoken. I thought he didn't have the floor.
Well, I
you can keep
it. You get a point of order. You get a point of order.
I appreciate your deference.
Thank you. Mr. O'Brien, you can continue now. Your point of order.
Well, our point of order is that our motion to people the committee. Or I should say our motion to postpone to a time certain is pending right now before this body. And before you can do anything about a motion to rescind, that is still substantially in control of this committee. Therefore, you cannot bring it there. Let me start the motion.
Hold on. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You don't have a floor now. Thank you for your point of order. Now, so what we have here is we have a motion.
I would ask that Terry Goodman has raised a point about this being a continuing breach, and that really affects this entire question. So, you know, if you could ask Terry, who I did talk to email about this, it's not clear.
The point of order, I can clear this up in 1 minute, and by giving you proper.
Before you do, I would like to entertain Terry. First, let me point out that the chair should be ruling on these points of order, so the minutes can reflect the chair's ruling, and the members have an opportunity to appeal the ruling of the chair. The individuals who have pointed out that
what do you mean by ruling on these points of order?
When someone is recognized for a point of order, the chair's responsibility is to advise the body if that point of order is well taken or not well taken.
Okay.
So that they know where they are with respect to if anything is going to be done about it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the rules do say that when a committee is formed, no other business is in order until the committee is populated.
Mm-hmm.
However, the LSC handled that when it postponed population of a committee.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I'm telling you all, though, is that what Dave says is right. Before the agenda is approved, it is in your control. You can move things around however you want by majority vote. If you cannot come to a majority agreement on the agenda, then the draft just serves as a general guide as it is, and it no then would not require a two-thirds vote later in the meeting to change things around. So by majority vote, you agree on an agenda. Once you agree, it takes two-thirds to change it. You are not bound by anything as to how you order the items on the agenda before you approve them at this point.
Thank you so much. Chair, excuse me. Our motion has presence over any other. Our motion has presence over any other motion to rescind or amend something previously adopted. Just turn to page 72 and look at the chart. There's a ranking and a priority to our motion. Our motion outweighs any motion to amend. Additionally, our motion to postpone has left our motion to people the EC pending. As such,
sorry, where are you reading from?
Okay, go to page 172. I'm sorry, 172, 30 to 33, also see the chart on page 4, the tentative pages. And you will see that our motion to postpone outranks their motion to rescind. Additionally, our motion to postpone is improper in that it conflicts with or presents practically the same question is still within the control of the society because it was not finally disposed of. And that is, one that has been referred to a committee or postponed to a time certain. Page 332, lines 15 to 35. So not only does our motion outrank theirs, but because we have this pending motion that is still taking care of business, we have to take care of that first before you take any other motions to rescind or amend anything.
Can you read that? What is the
okay? Here we go.
One moment.
Here we go.
On page 172.
You know what? Go to the tangent pages at the very back of the book. Okay. See those nice gray pages? Page 4. It lays out for you the priority of motions, order of precedence of motions, and you will see that our motion. Let's see here. To postpone to a certain time. outranks their motion to amend or rescind. Why don't you go look in the book? It's right there. Now, at page 172. It is. Our motion goes first because it outranks yours.
Okay. I want to recognize Ms. Prescott first.
Yeah, just a point of information and, you know, a point of personal privilege and then a point of information. You know, this board has a lot of really crucial and pressing questions. The entire foundation is in a financial and fiscal crisis. The staff is deeply concerned about it. And I would hope that we not get stuck on motions and Robert's rules, et cetera, while the house is burning, and we really don't get to discuss the pressing issues on that. First thing. First point. Second point, I did pass around a motion that was passed by the P&B. You all know that this LSB is a committee of the P&B. That states, in addition to those identified in the Pacifica bylaws, the appropriate P&B committee should work with the EB as appropriate to clarify and or establish guidelines in terms for governance, management, staff interaction, decision-making policies and procedures throughout the Pacifica network. These guidelines
This is directly
related to your point, sir. These guidelines should reflect the principles of transparency and accountability in all aspects of governance.
Wait, what are we reading from here?
Mr. O'Brien.
I'm sorry, I read point two instead of point. The point is that the P&B has passed a motion, and this committee is part of the P&B. The National Board of the Foundation has passed a motion to precisely do the work that I understand the committee that's being discussed right now has set out to do as a foundation-wide effort, as opposed to local stations setting up, okay? So all I'm saying is that it's connected to this particular discussion because we're spending a lot of time on it. Instead of addressing our crises, then the entire point may be moot.
Okay, I take your point. Your point is well taken. I'm going to take two more on this, and that's it. Dave and then O'Brien.
When I heard that Don died, the first thing I thought of was that the last years of his life were spent in meetings that were all about wrangling and never amounted to much. And that was the most painful thing.
Yeah,
but he really put his life into wanting to make Pacifica sort of stand for, you know, its original values. And I spent many hours with him. Life wasted on that. And the biggest tribute we could pay to him is to stop it. And we can stop it by expressing a different opinion, voting it, and moving the agenda. Mm-hmm. So in this particular case, I've heard both arguments, and I understand that I'm prepared to vote. I would like to vote and move our work forward.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Are you calling the question?
No. Motion.
Let's vote on this. We start with the with the last one?
No, we have to close the debate.
Okay, a vote to close the debate. All in favor of closing the debate? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Debate. All opposed? Closing the debate. Attention? Okay, debate is closed. Now, we'll hold on it. What is the first one we're voting on?
Reversing.
The
motion to rescind and the motion to amend, reversing that with the election for the members of the FSK.
8 and 10?
Because 9 doesn't exist. We're swapping 8 and 10.
Okay. The motion is to reverse
8 and 10.
All those in favor of reversing 8 and 10 on the agenda, please raise your hand. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Are you writing these down?
Yes, sir.
Eight. All those opposed.
No, I don't know.
All those opposed, reversing item 8 with 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Abstention?
I'd like to see the yeses again. I think Chris put his hand up afterwards.
Abstention?
I just don't.
Abstention?
I don't know what I'm doing here, so.
I said exactly what it was. It was reversing items 8 and 10. The votes are in. Any abstention? 1. 1 abstention. Are you abstaining?
No, I'm going to abstain only because I just.
What's the vote?
8 in favor, 9 opposed, 2 abstentions.
So the vote it does not pass.
Right.
Great. Okay, so those remain where they are. Now on changing 7 to B to 4B. Taking item 7 and making it 4B.
I thought it was 9.
To immediately follow the delegate meeting. We're doing both of them because that's the next
thing. The next thing is the delegate meeting follows the approval again.
Okay. Item 9 would be 4A. Item 9 would be 4A. Item 9 would be 4A, immediately following 4. Item 9.
Okay?
Okay, that's what we're voting on. Item 9 to be 4A, immediately following 4. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3. Put your hand up. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 yay, opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, abstention. 1, 2, 3. 3 abstention. Okay, the motion passed. Right?
Motion passed.
Seven moving to 4B. Item 7 moving to 4B. All those in favor?
Let me
explain again. We had item 7 to follow item 9A. I mean 4A. 4A is now 9. 4B is being proposed to be item 7.
This is very unclear and confusing.
I think part of this was when you were in the...
I got everything else. I have problems with this.
We're asking that the PNB director's report follow the delegate meeting. Real clear.
That's what we're asking.
Not hard to do that.